This is the podcast for JNS Spine. Hello, this is Natalie Pynchon, and I will be reading summaries of articles on surgical technique and arteriovenous fistulas published today by JNS Spine. Screw-related complications in the subaxial cervical spine with the use of lateral mass versus cervical pedicle screws. A systematic review by Hiroyuki Yoshihara and colleagues. Lateral mass screws have been used extensively with a low complication rate in the subaxial spine, whereas the routine use of cervical pedicle screws in this location remains controversial because of the concern for neurovascular injury. In this study, the complication rate of lateral mass screws and cervical pedicle screws in the subaxial cervical spine was reviewed based on the previous literature. It appears that perioperative, neurological, and late biomechanical complication rates, including pseudarthrosis, are similarly low both for lateral mass screw and cervical pedicle screw techniques. Although the use of lateral mass screws was associated with a higher rate of screw loosening, screw pullout, loss of reduction, pseudarthrosis, and revision surgery, this finding was not statistically significant. In contrast, vertebral artery injuries, although significantly more common when using cervical pedicle screws, are extremely rare with both techniques. Based on the available literature, as long as the surgeon has sufficient expertise and adequate preoperative evaluation has been performed, spine surgeons may select either procedure. However, given the paucity of well-designed studies available, higher quality studies are clearly needed. Spinal extradural arteriovenous fistulas. A clinical article by Wendy Huang and co-authors. The author's understanding of the demographics, natural history, and treatment results in spinal extradural arteriovenous fistulas, or extradural AVFs, is relatively limited given the rarity of these lesions. The authors of this study performed a pooled analysis via the PubMed database through December 2012. They extracted information on 101 patients from 63 studies. The mean patient age was 45.9 years, and there was no significant overall sex predilection. Only 3% of the lesions were incidental, whereas 10% of patients presented with hemorrhage. The patients with lumbosacral extradural AVFs were significantly older, had a significant male sex predilection, had significantly worse Aminoff-Loge motor and bladder scores on presentation, and had the greatest prevalence of lesions with intradural venous drainage. On presentation, neurofibromatosis type 1 and subarachnoid hemorrhage were associated only with cervical extradural AVFs. The complete obliteration rate was 91% overall. After a mean follow-up period of 1.7 years, 89% of patients had improvement in their symptoms. Obliteration rates and outcome at follow-up did not significantly differ between the surgical and endovascular treatment modalities. In conclusion, spinal extradural AVFs are rare lesions with a low risk of hemorrhage. They cause neurological morbidity as a result of mass effect and/or venous hypertension, and their treatment is associated with a high rate of complete obliteration and improvement in preoperative symptoms. Thank you for listening. The Journal of Neurosurgery mobile app is now available in iTunes and the Google Play Store. Just search for JNSPG to download the app for your mobile device today. For more information on how to submit your research to the Journal of Neurosurgery, please visit thejns.org and click on Info for Authors.